My name is Elisa Ball, and I'm the alderman in the city of Kingston for Ward 6, and I'm also the community liaison for Sedgar, Cecilia Ketchick. I have a prepared statement from the senator that I would like to read to you. I am pleased that the Public Service Commission has agreed to extend the public comment period and hold two additional public hearings on the proposed acquisition. However, I am dismayed that the PSC is not requiring officials from Fortis and Central Hudson to be present to answer questions from the public and their elected representatives. Residents in Central Hudson service area already pay extremely high rates, and I believe they are entitled to hear from the principals themselves the effect the acquisition will have on their rates and service. The stated mission of the PSC is to ensure safe, secure, and reliable access to electric, gas, steam, telecommunication, and water services for New York State's residential and business consumers at just and reasonable rates. The agency was created to be a watchdog, protecting the rights of New York's ratepayers. The residents of the Hudson Valley deserve assurances that the PSC is acting in their best interest, and those assurances can only be secured if the PSC acts in a completely open and transparent manner. I have several concerns about the proposed acquisition. The first, based on the reports that Fortis will take on new debt in order to fund the acquisition. Will this new increased debt burden result in higher rates for residents and businesses? It has also been reported that Central Hudson workers are only guaranteed their jobs for 2 years, which would leave Fortis free to increase the use of contractors and eliminate jobs. For this reason, I understand IBEW Local 320, which represents Central Hudson workers, opposes the merger. We need clarification of the issues related to jobs for our Central Hudson employees and their families. Additionally, the acquisition agreement will not require a plan for the company to improve the power distribution grid to protect against the effects of serious future storms or to promote the use of sustainable energy. Until these concerns are adequately addressed, I will remain opposed to the acquisition of Central Hudson and Fortis.